This is The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design.
Welcome, everyone. My guest today is Jesse Huang, who is a new addition to the School of Marketing. A really interesting background that you bring to the table, Jesse. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but why don't we start off with a little bit about what brought you to Seneca and a little bit about your history prior to.
Sure. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invite. So I came to Seneca by a little accident. One of my good friends was teaching here and she went back to Greece. So I was sort of at the crossroad myself, and I always loved teaching, loved education. So I thought I'll give it try. So I'm here for a few months and I love every minute here.
And what classes are you teaching?
I taught a few. So marketing communication, introduction to marketing, and digital marketing.
And you joined us, you were with a major bank.
Yes.
Prior to coming to Seneca. And you've talked about your interest and expertise in global strategic alliances.
Yeah.
Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
Yeah. As we chatted earlier, I feel like my whole life is not a linear, and sometimes I'm grateful for it. So I came to Canada when I was 17 years old. My parents, I guess, just got rid of me. So too much trouble for them. I'm joking. But yeah, so I came to a new country. And back then, there are not a lot of international students back then. So there's not a lot of supporting system. But I know that, you know, I love Canada. I call Toronto home, but I still hold, I'm very tied to my roots as well. So I'm very active in the community. So that's the Asian part, and also I live in North America. I also, doing my work at the major banks, I got exposure to Latin America. So I would like to think myself to become a global strategist, not by design, but it just kind of life happens that way. And I travel quite a lot. I traveled, I have to say, 12 countries last year. So it's always been a big part of me. And I feel like different perspective, different experience adds to the pot and it makes it better.
Yeah, that whole piece about intercultural competency, that's a real focus for Seneca. I mean, it's really a worldwide economy right now. So for example, my wife, she is working at a company in Whitby, but every day she may be on the phone with a developer in Eastern Europe with a client in Atlanta. Like all of these pieces, you need to be able to navigate these areas.
Right.
Talk to me about the importance of those competencies in terms of being able to work with different communities.
I think all the communities are very different. In finance, of course, there's Asian wealth community, there's Jewish community, there's a South Indian community. So it's they're very different in terms of how they make a decision in terms of career, the life, progression. And so I think to be able to understand the language and talk in that language and able to align the interest and achieve the team goal, I think that's it's an art.
So you've mentioned in your pre-interview that one of the reasons you enjoy your work at Seneca is being able to pass down your experience and knowledge to international students. Mm-hmm. Here. Can you unpack that a little bit for us?
I mentor and I met a lot of students who are here. My daughter grew up here, of course, right? But also a lot of international students, and I can see the difference. I think international students, they're very brave. They just packed their bags and leave everything they knew and came to a new country, start a new journey. I think good on them, right? That's brave. But at the same time, in terms of a cultural integration, in terms of understand the mainstream expectation or the norm, especially when they looking for to graduate and get into the workforce, they have a lot less exposure. They have a lot less contact and network. So that poses a little challenge for them. So I always tell them, you know, get out of the world and then have a real workshop with a real company. And if you want to be a lawyer, spend a day in the law firm so that you know that's what you want. So that's sort of thing I kind of always encourage them to do.
Yeah, that experiential learning piece, again, another main focus of Seneca. And the idea is get a sense of what the industry is like that you want to get into. And
yeah,
we will give you those experiences as part of your education.
Yeah.
Really, really crucial. And also at the same time, develop the skills that industry really requires in that space.
Exactly. Yeah. One of my passion now is I would like to continue to work a bit more to foster that connection between academic world and industry world. I guess I myself spend a lot of time and money in the education system. So I'm the beneficiary of education. But I also worked in various industry and companies for the last 20 years. I kind of see how people progress, how people think, and how they, you know, get promoted or get to another industry. All that, I would think if I had all that industry exposure or the real sort of a world connection or guidance, I would have avoided a lot of pitfall in my own career journey.
So we're here with Jesse Huang, who has joined the School of Marketing relatively recently. It brings a ton of great experience and a real commitment to share her knowledge, and particularly her experience as an immigrant to Canada and an international, someone with international experience in the business world. But you came to Canada, I think you said, from China.
Yes.
Jesse,
yeah.
And not a fan of the Canadian winters, I'm told.
I can't stand the winter.
And whereabouts in China were you from? And was it a much milder climate there?
Yeah. I came from Shanghai, so it's a lot more sort of hot and humid. Like same thing for Hong Kong, Singapore. So I kind of used to that kind of climate. And I'm here for 20 years, so I still can't handle the winter.
I was born in South Africa, in Cape Town.
Okay.
Kind of a Mediterranean climate,
right.
So I hear you. And I'm sorry to tell you, as you get older, that dislike of winter, it doesn't go away.
Oh no!
If anything, my mother, I mean, she was here 40 something years, and even near the end of her life, she would just look outside and see snow and just shake her head. Just never ever got used to it. So
yeah.
Do you do any winter sports?
I guess I'm not very good at it. That's why. I'm pretty sporty, but no, it's a distant love for me.
What are your plans in the upcoming semesters and in your own career outside of Seneca in the next little while?
So I am very devoted teaching in Seneca because I do feel proud and satisfied for the sense of achievement that to shape students' lives. Outside of Seneca, I'm also working on a few entrepreneur projects. One of them is trying to foster more connection between younger students, especially they're from a less fortunate background, to have less exposure to the industry context that we have. Other than that, I'm also an artist in heart. So I recently become a partner of a porcelain company that they're very big in Asia. President Xi and the German Prime Minister all use their product, and President Louis Vuitton also use that product. So we're the exclusive distributor in North America. So it's more for lifestyle, more for art. It's just a lot of fun I do on the side.
And what's the name of the company again?
It's called Blue Moon.
Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Okay. Have to take a look on their website.
Sure.
And see. So I also wanted to ask you, Jesse, about some of your work. You do some work in the Asian community in terms mm-hmm. of advocacy and building relations. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Over the years, I became very close to a high net worth family segment, and they're either business executives like yourself or they're business owners, and they're very driven. They got a lot of admiring characteristics. However, within that segment, there's an Asian business owner or Asian high net worth families, especially if they're coming from China, they're newer to the country. Even though they probably got a lot of asset and a lot of ideas, their hands are tied in a way that they have very limited access and exposure to the mainstream business world. So sometimes I'm just helping them navigate what they can do or what kind of connections they could have to foster with mainstream connection here to their business back home. Helping the community is pretty big for me, and I enjoy it.
That's fantastic. And do you get a chance to go back to China at all? Have you been back recently?
Yeah. So before COVID, I was working for a major bank, and I was looking after their Asian Pacific operation. So with that, I got a chance to travel back on behalf of the bank every year. We do a lot of roadshows, and we talk a lot with trust companies, so it's a lot of fun. But of course, with COVID, it gets a little harder. But yeah, I think globalization is still a trend, and I'm a strong believer for that.
And do you still have family back in China, or...?
Not immediate family, but like I have a lot of aunts there. My mom has like 5 sisters. my grandparents don't have sons, so she's like, every time when my mom gets together with her 5 sisters, my God, the room is full of you know. But they're a lot of fun. They're so sweet.
And what is the culture like in Shanghai compared to Canada?
They're very fast, and they're all, I would say, new wealth. Everyone is super driven, and because they're coming from a more humble background, and they really want to have a voice to be heard in the international platform. But I would say for people, they're very friendly. They're very, because harmony is a big thing for Asian culture. So they're there to cherish the family time, build and enhance the economy, and have a place in the international economy field.
Anything else you want to add, Jesse?
I think, Kurt, kudos to you. This podcast is an amazing way and a mechanism to build connections between professors and the school. What made you to think of this amazing idea?
I wish I could take credit for the idea, Jesse, but it was actually Tina. It was Tina Cortez, the chair of the School of Media, who thought, okay, you know, we should do a podcast.
Right.
So I said, absolutely. So my background is television news. So this is a world I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought that's a great idea. And thanks to Brennan and Peter McCown and the radio broadcasting coordinator and Jim Carr, we were able to put something together. And I think we had about 10 guests now, I think. And I really enjoy it. So
yeah,
it's fantastic.
For me, especially a newer addition to the school, I think it's a great way for me to learn more about my peers and colleagues and the school system. Appreciate it. And very lucky to be here today.
Well, it's great to have you, Jesse, and great to have you at Seneca.
Yeah, thank you.
Jesse Huang, a new professor in the School of Marketing.
You have been listening to The Dean's Desk with Kurt Mueller, Dean of the Faculty of Communication, Art, and Design, produced by Seneca's radio broadcasting students.